Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. As Campbell County looks forward to the next fiscal year, the county's assessed value is expected to rise to about $4.3 billion, almost $900 million more than last year, thanks in part to an uptick in the energy industry throughout the country. Campbell County now moves back into being a recapture district, sending money back to the state. The recapture in the upcoming year would be about $46 million, which was included in part of the district's preliminary budget, which will be fleshed out over the next couple of months before it's presented for final approval by trustees in July. Local social service agencies will benefit in the upcoming fiscal year thanks to the optional 1% sales tax, which this year is just over $1 million. The Board of Commissioners even funded a few organizations that historically they haven't before. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. City sales tax receipts for this past April totaled $4.1 million, which is about $1.6 million over budget, and an increase of approximately $900,000 over the previous month, the second highest sales tax receipts of the year. The city is now $2 million over the annual general fund and $1.7 million over the annual optional 1% budget. A former employee of the Campbell County Rec Center has been arrested and charged with felony burglary. Jeremy Mountain worked as a janitor there, and staff called police to report seeing him on surveillance footage late last week. He allegedly admitted to illegally entering the center for the last 3 years. Wilson Restrepo's 23-foot guitar has found a home at the Buffalo Chip Campground in Sturgis, where many iconic bands have performed. His next project, an even bigger statue of a motorcycle. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.